Where does the Bible teach that Jesus is a priest? You said the Antichrist system was a priest. Question mark.
All right. Well, what we actually said yesterday evening is that the Antichrist is a counterfeit of God's true priesthood, and Jesus is, of course, our true priest. Where do we find that? Well, there are many places in the Bible where we find it, especially in the New Testament, referring to Jesus being the high priest. And there's one particular book that deals specifically with the heavenly sanctuary and Jesus as our high priest, and that is the book of Hebrews. And why don't we just look at two verses in the book of Hebrews tonight? We've looked at some of these verses before, but let us revisit them together. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews in chapter 4. And this is one of my favorite verses in Scripture, actually. It's a beautiful description of Jesus and his ministry as our high priest. The question is Jesus our high priest? Well, let us read here in Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4, and beginning in verse 14. The Bible says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So a very clear passage that Jesus is indeed our high priest, and he is not a high priest that cannot relate to us, but very clearly in this passage, he is a high priest that can be touched with our feelings. He is a high priest that understands what we are going through, and therefore he can fulfill that position. So it's very clearly from the Bible that Jesus is our high priest. We can take one more scripture in the book of Hebrews. If you just turn a few chapters on to chapter 9, Hebrews chapter 9, and a very clear text is right there in verse 11. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 11. It says, "But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Again, the picture is painted here by Paul that there is a heavenly sanctuary where Jesus Christ ministers as our high priest. So a beautiful text that we have. A lot more I could show you, but it's very clear that we have a high priest. What we spoke about yesterday, the Antichrist power, is, of course, the counterfeit of the true. So he is putting himself in the place of Jesus Christ, claiming to forgive sin, claiming to be God here on earth.
And, work through that book of Hebrews, because I know Hebrews 5 and Hebrews 6 and Hebrews 7. In fact, Hebrews 7 says in the old system that the priesthood changed from one to another, but Christ is a priest forever.
That's
after
right.
The order of Melchizedek. So interesting book, Hebrews. It speaks
very, very,
very much
fascinating
on that priesthood.